This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's just so frustrating being an Eagles fan right now. It really is. I want to enjoy it. You know, you think of all of the highs of this season, all the great things that have happened, even going back to the free agency, and it's just, man, it's been brutal. It's been almost a month now. The last month of Eagles conversation has really, it's almost been insufferable. It's been incredibly hard. And it's not just to listen to, but for me to talk about. It's just, you always get into this, well, Nick Foles this and Nick Foles that. And you try to have some positive conversation sometimes, and you talk about how the team is in the playoffs. And then as soon as it's like, well, can't wait for that game in a week and a half, they're screwed. I mean, yeah, it's like they're probably not winning a Super Bowl, but yeah, I mean, so yeah, that's it. Nick Foles is ruining the whole thing. It just, the whole vibe has, it's like living in a cemetery. It is awful, and it's so frustrating. It kills me to see the energy around this team. And it's taken me down with it. I was part of that sad sack environment for the last, I mean, my God, yeah, like the last 3-4 weeks. It's just, oh, man, Nick Foles, bad. Nick Foles, he sucks. Like, I get it. Nick Foles isn't a good quarterback. But, you know, we've been so spoiled by this team. That's what I take from it. All this misery. Because it's all from the idea that Wentz isn't here anymore. He's not going to play this year. And so it's over. And everyone just all together, we just grouped up and lit candles and said, you know what? That's it. We're throwing everything away. Let's not even bother. Who needs optimism anymore? And I was with you. I was lighting candles myself. I was doing it right here on the air. But you know what? The time is no more. I'm done. I'm done with the grieving period. And for all the people who are still acting in that spoiled way that I was too, it's time to get back to reality. Like, let's enjoy being fans again. Because when you consider the situation that's going on in and it's not just the past month and everything involving Nick Foles, it's the past 6 months, 8 months, we've been experiencing such a good thing. We got a 13-3 team in town. That is tied for a franchise record all time from a franchise that started in 1933. It is tied as one of the best seasons that this franchise has ever had. They won the NFC East, which I didn't think they were going to do. I thought they'd maybe be third. So they win the NFC. They're electric sliding on the field. They're throwing baseball pitches to each other. And on top of all of that, all these good raw football things that, of course, we're all going to appreciate. There's the human element of this, too. These guys have been great people, great parts of the city. I mean, we're talking about players that are going to Washington, D.C. to talk about civil rights. We're talking about players that are giving up their entire paychecks for a complete season of football, all 16 games, every single penny. Going to charitable foundations. This team is amazing. They've been amazing to us. And all everyone can ever think about is Carson Wentz and he's injured. And so it's time to get over it. For all of the sad sacks out there, it is time to get over it. For all you front runners out there who are saying, well, the Eagles aren't winning a Super Bowl anymore, why should I care? Huh? What's the reason for me to give a damn about this team? Well, let me tell you, fellas, it's time. The Wentz wagon is dead for this year, and I'm just firing up the bandwagon. All you rootin', tootin' scoundrels, you diehard Eagles fans, you people that were in the 700 level of the vet, and maybe in the jail at the vet, too. The people who are out in the parking lot for that awful, miserable New Year's Eve game against the Dallas Cowboys where you saw nothing but backup players and 0 points. I need to talk to you. We need to get together here because the negativity in this town is just, it's been overwhelming, and it's taken me over, too. And I'm just sick of it. Like Spider-Man ripping off the black suit in that awful third movie. It's time to move on and be ourselves again, to be fans again, and just to stop being so damn depressing. Carson Wentz is out, and that sucks. We've got maybe 14 more years of this guy. Get over it. Just get over it this year. Can't we just enjoy this season for what it's been? The 13-3, the winning the division, the charity work, all the fun that we've had, the blowouts, giggling at touchdowns because it's just so crazy how good this team has been. Can we get back together and celebrate all? Can we get back on this bandwagon? I mean, sure, no one likes Nick Foles at this point, and I don't like him either. But think of all the people that we've quit on in this town. And when you're saying that, you know, oh, well, they don't have Wentz anymore, so if they're not winning the Super Bowl, whatever. Like, you're quitting on a lot of people. You're quitting on Doug Peterson. You're quitting on Fletcher Cox. You're quitting on Malcolm Jenkins and Lane Johnson. You're quitting on Brandon Graham, Jason Kelsey, Zach Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Brooks, Nelson Aguilar, Nigel Bradham. You're quitting on Chris Long and Howie Roseman. And you know what? You're quitting on Carson Wentz, too. The gunslinger. Because as much as you think, well, he's out and he doesn't matter anymore, no, he's still around the team. He cares about that team as much as anybody. You saw him on crutches on the sideline of games and watching in the booth and how pissed off he is when the team's not playing well. Carson Wentz cares about this team. And so when we quit, we're quitting on him too, as much as we want to make it about Nick Foles. So it's so frustrating, and to see how spoiled people have been at this point. I was spoiled too. It's time to just wake up and remember who you are and what all of this is about. It's enjoying fun, exciting football with players that you like. How rare is it to have a team that has been this likable? Is Carson Wentz the only likable player on the team all of a sudden? Is he the only player that, you know, when he's not there, there's no point in seeing the games or talking about the players or buying a jersey? Do they only sell 11s and Modells? I really? There's no love for all of the other guys on this team and the fun they've been, and there's just hasn't been enough support out there, and it's frustrating. Because I get it. You want to win a Super Bowl. I do too. I would love to see them win a Super Bowl. And the odds against them, they suck. They've gone from being favorites to just, it's not great. But it's not about that, right? It's never been about that because they've never won. They've never won a Super Bowl. So to be so like, oh, well, they're not winning a Super Bowl. Who cares? Is this New England where the Patriots are maybe the fourth team in the city before Tom Brady takes over? Like, what are we talking about here? Can we just be fans again? Can we just support the team for who they are and what they've done and even where they're at? They have a home playoff game coming up in a week and a half. You know how many teams would kill for that opportunity to have another game of football and get it in the second round of the playoffs? We get to see that. And you might have just bought a ticket today to go see that. I mean, screw the negativity. It's just been, there is such a fun, exciting, enjoyable thing about all of this. And as depressed as I have been about Wentz, it's time to move on. It's time to stop this grieving and get over it. Let's enjoy the team for who they are. Because Nick Foles shouldn't, however badly he plays in that playoff game, and as frustrating as it might be, it shouldn't take away from how fun this ride has been. So again, I want to hear from those diehard people and those people who are confident or not even confident, but you know what? Like, maybe you have no expectations and you're just along for the ride. You just want to see where it goes. And you know what? You appreciate it for what it is. You're going to watch the game. You're going to cheer. And if they win, great. If they don't, so be it. It's been a fun ride. But that's the thing. It's been a fun ride. And to quit on all of these people on the team that have just given us such a phenomenal year, one of the best seasons in franchise history, it just sucks. And again, I've been a part of it. I'm not going to say that I'm totally outside on this thing, but how long are we going to let this drag on? Are we really going to let this drag into the week of preparing for the playoff game? You hope maybe after the Dallas game, you say, okay, well, that was a dud, but it's playoff time. Let's go, man. I'm ready to go. Let's support this team again. But everything is just so down and sagging and disappointing, and it just sucks. So let's be fun again. Let's enjoy everything, and let's make home field advantage matter, because you know what? Days like today, turning it around and getting that excitement back, that fan feeling back of, man, I can't wait to cheer for these guys and see if they can make something fun happen. Think of how fun it will be in this town, the energy in the city. If they, you know what? If they win the playoff game.
Oh my God. Did he just say that? He couldn't have.
Yes, they could have won. They could win. They can win a playoff game. They can do it right here in Philadelphia and be one game away from the Super Bowl. That's fun, isn't it? Isn't it fun to think about the possibility? Sure, the odds are small, but it's still there. We can talk about it. We can smile about it, and we can enjoy the opportunity that all of these fun, exciting players and coaches that we've liked so much over the course of this season, that, you know, we're supporting them and they get that shot too, because they're out there practicing every day and dealing with all these questions in the media. I want to support these guys. I want to give them the home field advantage that they deserve. I don't want them to go down 14 points in the first quarter and the crowd is dead and it's just, well, Nick Foles, it's over. No reason to bother now. I want a team that, I want a team that's supported by fans that nonstop through that game, screaming your lungs out until it's over. Because for the people who do still care about this team, the people that aren't front runners, the people that aren't quitters when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles, they want to see this team succeed. And they have, maybe some of them have done it since the second Wentz got hurt. And more power to you, because you've been a better fan than me. I've been miserable. It's been hard to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, but we got to enjoy this again. And are you feeling it? Are you feeling any sort of excitement with this team? Are you any sort of support for this team? Wanted to cheer these guys on, because the vibe in this town has just been so negative and so dead, and I'm sick of it. I'm done. I can't deal with another conversation of, you know, well, Nick Foles sucks, so brr. I get it. He's not a great quarterback. He's not an all-time guy. This isn't Jeff Hostetler and Doug Williams and all these different things. Probably not. But I can still enjoy playoff football. I can want to root for these guys and talk about the matchups and be excited for it and think about it in an opportunity that they could win rather than the, oh, well, they're going to lose, this defeatist mentality. I'm done with it. So here's what we're going to do tonight. And again, if you want to get in, if you have positivity about this team, that's what I want to hear from tonight. I want to hear the positive people, the people who are still enjoying the ride. You don't have to think it's a Super Bowl team, but you can at least appreciate what this team has done over the 17 games that I guarantee you watched, every single one, if you could. To that team that you've spent all of this time watching the games and listening to on this station and buying shirts and jerseys for and playing on as Madden and all that stuff. I want to hear from you people, because we need positivity in this town. And the drudgery of all of this is killing me. It's killing all of us. So let's get some excitement back in here. Can we have a little bit of fun again? 888-729-9494, #9494. I'm Vince Quinn, and I'm in for Joe Giglio. You can also tweet me at It's Vince Quinn. So, yeah, I'm here. And what we're going to do through the show is we're going to relive some of the good times this season. So for you positive people, get ready for a fun show. For you people who have forgotten how much fun, how great this team has been, how likable it's been, well, strap in, because there's been a lot of good moments, and we're going to go through all of them today. Not even close to all of them, actually. There's too many. But we're going to go through some of my favorite things that have gone on this year, because I got to support these guys. I'm done on the sadness. I'm done on the odds. I'm done on all of that. It's time to be an Eagles fan again and enjoy this ride for what it is. So we're going to do all that. And you know what? Just because. This will blow you away, because the positivity train is rolling a lot faster than you think. The new bandwagon, the post-Wentz wagon, is ramping up. And there's a celebrity we got on board. So this is a hit song from noted Eagles fan. And I know this might surprise you, but one of the biggest Eagles fans of the world, Cher.
Do you believe in love,
Wentz? This is so stupid. Keep it going. Jack Fritz, my producer, shakes his head in shame. But you know what? I had to do it, man. I had to throw it out there. Because, again, it's been so sad. And it's making me angry. And I'm not here for that. I'm not here for that. I'm trying to have a good time. I'm trying to enjoy football. It's my favorite sport. We've had one of the best teams this town has ever seen. So let's appreciate these guys, shall we? 888-729-9494 or on Twitter at It's Vince Quinn. We're going to have some fun coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.